It is time for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan. Willie, of course, hosts the website sportingacause.com, which ties athletic events and fundraisers that are all together and presents the many activities that happen on a regular basis. Once again, on top of hearing it here, you can find it whenever you need it, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at sportingacause.com. And with that being said, let's bring in Willie right now. Nice to speak to you again today, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. Always nice to talk to you, too. Yeah, along with the sports-related fundraiser theme, there's this overriding theme of time flying by that we deal with every week. I guess everybody does, and boy, it seems to just go by so quickly. Yesterday, I went to check out the Run for Uns, an oddly named event. Uns was the nickname for Christopher Unsworth, who was a longtime teacher and girls cross-country coach up at Monument Mountain High School. Great Barrington, very much loved, and he passed away a couple of years ago from cancer, and so a lot of his students and runners and friends and so forth got together to organize a 5K in his honor, and they had 110 people there, which is a good size field for a 5K race in our neck of the woods. Lots of times it takes a few years to get up to that number, but it's an astonishing number for a first-year effort. I mean, for the first year, 110 people, that's amazing. But clearly there was an emotional attachment, and kids from other schools came to participate. So they were happy with it, and I'm glad for them. They raised money for a scholarship fund, which is a perfect cause for a teacher. So everything was good about that. There are several races this morning that have come and gone. I talked about them last weekend. But the Ender Mountain Open and Club Championship is going on now and later today. I'll be participating in that. And that's it's not a scramble. It's your own ball, and it's not actually a fundraiser per se, but a portion of the profits will go to Ender Mountain basket of charities, and they have many there. And then tomorrow, another golf tournament. This is one of the longer titled events I have on my website, the Gerald Miller 18th Annual Boys and Girls Club Children First Golf Tournament. That's going on up at the Country Club of Pittsfield, Mass. This is a little different kind of tournament, and unlike most golf tournaments where everyday people, I'll call them, pay a fee and join a foursome and play the tournament, this basically is for businesses. Businesses pony up $1,500 for a foursome. It's quite a bit of money, and the tournament takes place among them. They raise a lot of money that way, and instead of businesses just being sponsors on the outside, so to speak, they are the actual participants. So it's a different but good way to run a tournament. And then starting Thursday, the five-day run of the historic Festival 37 Labor Day weekend at Lime Rock Park starts Thursday. As Marshall, you know, there's the vintage car race car parade that starts at Lime Rock Park and wends its way through the countryside and ends up in Falls Village. I'm sure you'll be broadcasting from there, as you always have.
Absolutely, on Thursday evening. Yes, we will.
Yeah, and that's the first of the 5 days. And then Friday, Saturday, and Monday are all vintage car racing days. And Sunday, the day that they don't race, is the Concours d'Elegance, which is a very well-regarded event. They display their cars, and they have parts, auctions, all kinds of stuff going on there, food trucks, and it's a lot of fun. That's always well-attended.
And what we have to say is that Lime Rock Park opens up for nonprofits. We'll be set up there again for our nonprofit, the Bargain Barn, which raises funds for us. Mm-hmm. And we'll be in the paddock area once again, and we'll be having vintage clothing from the Bargain Barn there in a pop-up store to raise funds. And Lime Rock Park gives us that space absolutely free. And last year, that amounted to between $1,000 and $2,000 worth of donations to the Bargain Barn and to Tri-State Public Communications. So, I mean, this is exactly what Lime Rock does. It's so great in the community.
Yeah, that's a big deal for a small nonprofit. I mean, that's huge. And it's nice to – and one thing a small-town charity lacks sometimes is volume, traffic, and you certainly get it over there. So good for you, and good for Lime Rock.
And of course, that classic car show when they have the parade. Everybody who enters that donates $25, and that $25 goes to a local charity, and that comes to between $2,500 and $3,000 every year.
I'm surprised.
I mean, so you look at that. There's $5,000 to $7,000, and with just two small charities out of that weekend.
Yeah. And then above and beyond that, the Michael J. Fox Foundation is Lime Rock's signature charity. So a lot of goodness being spread around. Also, this because this is Labor Day weekend, how did that happen? Saturday, August 31st through September 2nd, is the 107th annual Goshen Fair going on over the Goshen Fair grounds in, of course, Goshen, Connecticut. People don't necessarily think of this as a sports-related fundraiser, but there are a lot of competitions going on during that, and most country fairs. There's a lumberjack competition, there are truck pulls, there are timber team competitions like that between Mogo and Woodland High Schools. They have very active VOAG departments at those two high schools. There's a hay bale toss and just a lot going on.
I know somebody who this year at the Terryville Fair, which is on, who won the cast iron skillet throwing contest.
Really?
That's right.
Now that's a skill not everybody has.
No, it's thrown underhand, but they won that just the other day. So all these real agricultural fairs have lots of different wild events that go on.
Yeah, they do, and. I probably the sad part is a lot of these are going on at the same time. But and it's great to see that a lot of these traditions continue with all that's going on in the world and all the competition among newer events. The country fairs continue. That's great to see. But the fundraising element here is that the Goshen Agricultural Society, which runs the Goshen Fair, awards two scholarships to Mogo High School students. So that's the fundraising connection to the Goshen Fair. On Saturday, that same weekend, that's the 31st, there's the Overdose Awareness, the second annual Memorial Walk. And this is taking place on the beautiful walkway over the Hudson, over in Poughkeepsie. And it's it coincides with the International Overdose Awareness Day, and it benefits. It's a walk-a-thon. Typically, people solicit funds from their families and friends and so forth and bring their donations to the walk on that day. And this benefits the Matt Herring Foundation, named after a young man who passed away from a drug overdose. His family started the foundation to assist people struggling with addiction and their families, and God knows, that's a huge deal these days. And then the following day, on Sunday, in Winsted at Platte Hill State Park, there's a Lauren Bardino, Memorial 5K, and this is to bring awareness and information and to end the stigma of drug addiction. So. Two events on consecutive days dealing with a same issue. And starting September 1st, on Sunday, I talked about this last week, and going for the whole month of September is the Million Mile. This is a month-long event. It's a nationwide. It's a virtual event where everybody does their thing in their own time, in their own space. It's sponsored by Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation, which is named after Alexandra Scott, a young girl who died of childhood cancer back in 2004. And the foundation was formed after her passing, and that raises money for childhood cancer, for awareness and research and support. It's a very vibrant and vital foundation. And how that works is, as virtual events do, you raise money yourself. The Million Mile element of this is that everybody either walks or runs or bikes or walks their dog or plays golf or however they move and keep track of their distances over the month of September and collect money from their friends. And at the end of the month, they add up their miles, get the money from their friends, and give it to the Million Mile. and they're hoping for 1 million miles from everybody, and I have no doubt that they'll do that. It's a great cause. Just one more example of these virtual events that are we'll talk about that more in depth at another time, but it's going to take over. It's already taking over the fundraising world, for better or worse. We'll see. But that's pretty much it, Marshall. We're into the fall. How did that happen?
It's amazing. What happened to summer?
I don't know. We didn't have long enough to whine about the heat.
All right, Willie, we'll check with you next week.
Okay, Marshall. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye.